This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Sarah Martinson from the Sitka High School Music Program. In particular, this morning we're talking to the vocal jazz students from Sitka High School. We have with us today Jack Peterson, Mitchell Edwards, Debbie Yearwood, Holly Burhoff, and Walter Payloff. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I probably missed a few names there, but we'll straighten that out a little bit later, okay? First, turning to Sarah Martinson, the new music director at Sitka High School. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening this weekend? I hear we have something exciting going on.
Well, we are hosting the annual Sitka Jazz Festival.
That's great. And let's get the specifics on that. When's that happening and where is it happening at?
Well, Sitka Jazz Festival starts this Thursday, but the public performances are Friday afternoon and evening and Saturday afternoon and evening, and those are happening at the Performing Arts Center. We have concerts at 4:30 and 7:30 both days.
Okay. Well, I know we have five vocal jazz students here. Are there other groups other than the vocal jazz performing at this jazz festival?
We have our vocal jazz group. We are inviting a lot of ensembles from different high schools and middle schools from around the region, and we have a lot of professionals coming to perform
as
well.
Just for a highlight, give us a few names for the professionals, if I put you on the spot here. I hope not.
Yeah, we have a trumpet player coming, Darren English. He's fantastic. He'll be playing with our jazz band on Friday night. Kenny Washington is a great vocalist. He'll be here. I believe he's actually stopping in the next couple of days here. Mads Tolling is coming. He's a great violinist, and just a handful of other wonderful guests.
Well, great.
On their way.
So how many people do you have in that vocal jazz ensemble?
We have 9 singers and a 3-person rhythm section.
Right. And how long have you been instructing the vocal jazz group?
For a semester and a half. This is my first year here.
And are you having a good time?
I love it.
All right. And you're really excited about the performance, I would imagine. Tell me what kind of music you're going to be singing at it.
We are doing a couple renditions of instrumental music. We're doing a Clifford Brown cover, I guess. Our arrangement of a Clifford Brown tune is a fabulous trumpet player. Some other, we're doing a Sonny Rollins tune. He's a great saxophone player. So we're taking a lot of instrumental music and singing it.
Great. Well, I'm going to kick you to the side, Sarah, and get the stars here of the program. First of all, if I can talk to Walter Payloff. Hey, Walter, what year in school are you?
I'm a junior.
Yeah, and how many years have you been in the vocal jazz ensemble?
Oh, this is my first year, actually.
Right, and is there a vocal instrument you sing in this? Are you a baritone or a bass? Or
tenor bass, usually.
All right, so tell me about what inspires you about music and what excites you about it.
Well, from a young age, I always loved music. My family has always been big into it, and it's something that unites people world round, really, and just a great kind of combination of culture.
You excited about this weekend? Tell me what song are you particularly excited about singing?
Let's see, Love You Madly. I'm starting to love that more and more.
Do you, other than sing, do you play an instrument in the band or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I play trombone in the jazz band.
Fantastic. See if we can get Holly Burhoff next. Is Holly available?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm here.
What do you sing in the ensemble?
I go back and forth between alto and soprano, right. But I feel more comfortable as an alto.
What year in school are you?
I'm a senior this year.
All right. Have you been in the ensemble for a number of years?
Yeah, this is my third year, actually.
Great. So you're the experienced.
Yeah.
Experienced one. And have you performed in the jazz festival before?
Yeah.
You know, you've been to a few of those. Tell me about what you like about the jazz festival.
I really like getting together with the other schools in Southeast and, you know, like doing clinics with them and singing with professionals with them and getting that feedback from the professionals on how we're doing. And it's nice to kind of unite with all of the different students.
Any plans after high school to further your music education?
I'm thinking about it. I'm not 100% sure what I want to do, but I'm kind of leaning towards music right now. So
that's great. Well, never give it up. Jack Peterson,
Hello.
You look a little sleepy-eyed, Jack. You're going to be ready for the performances this weekend?
Yeah. Assuming, of course, my bed is not more inviting, but, you know.
All right. What year in school are you, Jack?
I am also a senior, as Hallie. So.
Right, and you sing what in the ensemble?
I sing a soprano, so.
Hey, Jack, are there any soloists or solo parts in these songs that you guys sing?
Well, the curious thing about our arrangement is that, except I think for one song, all of our quote-unquote solos are kind of just spontaneous. Miss Martinson will, for the most part, be on the side of the stage, and we're pretty, you know, well self directed when it comes to doing the songs, but occasionally in some of the songs, like the Sonny Rollins tune that we will be doing, she will just pop back on stage, probably from, you know, under a cloak or something, yeah. And then she'll just point to one of us, and then we'll start soloing through like 12 bars, yeah. So this is pretty spontaneous.
Jack, you've been in the music program for your whole high school career.
Oh yeah.
Any plans to further it after high school?
I'll always have a passion for music and et cetera, but I think that right now I'm looking towards perhaps a future in musical theater. That's where I really find my passion.
So good luck. We'll be looking forward to see you this weekend.
Thank you.
Debbie Yearwood. Debbie, what year in school are you?
I'm a junior.
All right, have you been in the ensemble before?
Nope, this is my first year.
Have you been in any kind of music program before this year?
I was in the choir last year.
Great. So it must be a little exciting for you, but also a little nerve-wracking too, maybe?
Yeah, I'm with a lot of good people.
Yeah, lots of viewers. So tell me about, it's your first year. How have you handled that? I mean, how has it felt for you to be involved in this level of the ensemble?
I mean, I'm close to a lot of these people. They're very good friends of mine, so luckily they have brought me in with open arms, and they'll help me, and I'll help them when I need to, and it's just a very warm, welcoming environment, especially with Ms. Martinson, so.
Great, and how do you think the ensemble gets along? What kind of camaraderie in that regard is there in the ensemble?
The first 5 minutes we get nothing done. We're always kidding around and hitting each other and all that lovable jazz. I mean, not when Ms. Martinson's around.
So Ms. Martinson's doing okay since she's been here then. Yeah. Well, the experience going to mean that you're going to join up next year too, right?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah.
All right. What is going to excite you the most about this weekend and the jazz festival?
I've only participated in like the workshops and only watched like the concerts. I've never really been in the like jazz fest, so I'm excited to just like do it now.
Great. All right. Let's turn to Mitchell Edwards. Mitchell, what year in school are you?
I'm also a junior.
A junior, and do I have the name right? I kind of can't read my writing here.
Oh yeah, that's correct.
Okay, Mitchell, how many years have you been in the jazz ensemble?
This is also my first year.
All right. So any butterflies for this performance this weekend at all? Or are you ready to go?
A little bit, I guess. Like just for like a few songs, but I'm ready to go on stage.
Right. Tell me about your musical experience and why you like to perform with a jazz ensemble.
I don't know. I've been doing like music stuff since fourth grade, so I don't know. I felt like I always wanted to do it since I saw them perform, because it was always like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I never really knew like vocal jazz existed until I got to high school, and I'm really glad that I can be a part of something that I like dreamed about. It's a really cool experience.
Fantastic. Professionals get to watch this weekend, looking to be inspired by them?
I'm looking to be frightened as they watch me, but...
Okay. Well, I'd really like to thank Sarah Martinson and the Vocal Jazz Ensemble Group for showing up this weekend. Again, this weekend there is the Jazz Fest. It's at the Performing Arts Center. Friday and Saturday night, tickets can be obtained where?
At Harry Race, I believe.
Harry Race is where they sell the tickets. I'd hope to see the public out there, and good luck to all you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Okay, this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active, and support high school sports and activities.